Bez Hashem Boy Mat is the Lag BaOmer, which has stayed in Yanim that we want to see that have big messages for all of us for the whole year. One Nekud is the story of Reb Shimon. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says that one time he said something about the Romans, and someone told them about it, and they were very upset at him. They went, they tried to kill him, and he had to go hide for many years, 12 years, another year, 13 years, that he sat and he learned. And there's a very powerful lesson in this. Here you have Reb Shimon. He was in the Beis Medrash. He was learning Basmada with Knak Talmidim, Tanoyim, the highest Ramah of learning, and all of a sudden the Romans start running after him to try to kill him. He has to run away. He has to go in a cave. Living in a cave is extremely hard. The Yisurim is Ayim V'Naira. Not only that, what food did he have? A buxa tree. If you ever tried it, you just taste it on Lag BaOmer. The rest of the year, you don't eat it. Water, such simple. He was buried in the ground alone by himself. A person could lose himself. And he could think also, like, Hashem, why'd you do this to me? I want to learn. I was steiging. I was growing. Why are you putting me in such a matziv where it's so hard for me? But the Gemara in Shabbos continues that his Shvera Pinchas Ben Yor, when he saw him, he started to cry. He saw his skin was deteriorated from the matzah of being in the ground. And the tear, when it fell on Reb Shimon, the salt from the tear is very painful on open wounds. He screamed. And his Shvera said to him, Oili Shiraisi Bekach, Oili, I see you in such a matzah. Reb Shimon answered him back that it's because of this matziv that's how I became Reb Shimon. Before I went in, I used to ask you a question, you used to answer me in 12 ways, and now you ask me a question and I answer in 24 terutzim. As because I went into this matziv, therefore I shteig, therefore I became Reb Shimon, therefore I was Mis'aleh. And this is a very powerful message for all of us. You know, it's great to learn when you have a beautiful matzav in a Beis Medrash. You're sitting and plugging in yeshiva, but life has so many surprises, so many things going on, so many distractions. Every mashu you learn, biyigia, ba'amola, you push yourself to learn. That is the gidol. That's what makes you grow. That's what we have in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. B'chukai say teilechu, Rashi says, shetiyu amelim b'tayra, v'gam im loy teshmoli, loy te amelim b'tayra. As the brachas are from amelis b'tayra, and the klalis are when you're not amel b'tayra. Adam la amel nivr, it's not what we think. It's a maila, but I'm not there. I'm not a grace tzaddik. I'm not a gadol adar. Every year it says, your beautiful future you're building when you work for Torah, whether it's Limud HaTorah on your own, supporting Torah, being there for Torah, learning Torah, that brings all the brachas. Sai b'olam hazeh, sai b'olam haba. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tev lecha b'olam haba. And lehepech, when we're not amal b'tayin, life is hard, not now. When I'm older, as that brings oy lehem lebrius meal boinoi shel taira oy, because all the klalis are tali in this. As that's the powerful lesson of Reb Shimon, someone who had a tremendous nisayan and he turned it around, he turned himself around and he grew tremendously, unbelievably. The amount he worked, we see in the Gemara in Sukkah, it says that he could be poiter kola oilam min adin, explains the Marsha, Misham roiva yisurim of those years. We see it was not easy for him. It was a tremendous effort for him. But he didn't give up, and he did it. And it's a tremendous lesson for all of us to make those steps in life, to put the effort in, and to do what we have to do for Torah, for Avodas Hashem. As Reb Shimon blew into beautiful light, as that's the aur of Lag BaOmer. It's an aur of what a person can make of himself, how a person can grow. And it's a message for all of us in our life that we should work hard and put our ameles into it. And that's what it says. They are memtes klolis, because ayidei ameles batayra, you oiker yourself from kola klolis shel oilom hazeh. The Rekech says, with sefer nun yimei svira, connected the eights that Haman was hung on, that was gavaya nun, because the inyan of svira sa'aymer is to be mechazik d'chshiva sa'tayra. The Ramchal say that 49 days is Toiv v'Kovid. Toiv is 17, Kovid is 32, it's Begumatria 49. And it's connected the Mishnah, Ein Kovid Ela Taira, Ein Toiv Ela Taira. The more we realize the Emes of Kovid comes from Taira, the Emes of Toiv comes from Taira, or Machshiv, and therefore we put an effort and we work on making it happen. Kol echod kefi mashu bein in his limud haTorah, in his kiyum haTorah, as the more we're zeicha to kol kach harbe brachas, and just like the mechi of Amalek was ayidei their chizik in Torah at that time, like the Gemara says that yinoikesh al beis rabim that will loim de Torah, as who adin in the dar we are now, and it's very important. You know, a person thinks, oh, chizik in Torah, what can I do? Every rega, every minute, every avoida, the ikar is you're pushing, you're trying, you're pushing yourself to be loimet taira. That is choviv ma'od l'Hashem. The Medrash said, the Torah's Kalim says in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave la'melis ba'taira. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave? Because that's the way he could be meitiv l'kol habriyas. He wants to bring kol atoiv lekulanu, and the only way is with our amelas batayra. And one more powerful lesson of sfira, oid mat, we're going with our velas of sfira. We move on to the next stage. The Chidah says that the yontif that we have on Lag BaOmer is not just because it's Pascha the Misa. That's not a reason for a yontif. It's the end of a tragedy, but it's not a yontif. The Chidah says, because the Gemara says, when it was Mesu his Talmidim, as he started over again with five Talmidim, and if you think about it, he had 24,000. He had the top yeshiva knocking away. Everyone was coming. It was a top shir. And it all disappeared. He could have been ice mensch. He could have given up. He didn't give up. He went, and he taught five more Talmidim. And from those five Talmidim, they filled up the world with Torah. Those are Kol Stama that we have, Stam Mishnah Zermeir is a Talmid, Stam Torah Kanim, Stam Vechulei, everything is from his Talmidim. As we see a very important lesson in life, so many times we think, I'm older, I'm over the hill already, what am I going to start a new thing, what am I going to do, how could I improve, how could I steig in Torah? As it's a very important lesson. It's coming to teach us. It's never too late. That's the simcha, the yontif. We could always grow. We could always change. That's what Sfira Sa'aymer is about. We could go from Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why it says Sfira Sa'aymer Mimachras HaShabbos, which is Pesach. Pesach is called Shabbos over here. Why? Because we could be Shavas from our past. We can make that change. That's what Sfira Sa'aymer, to become more Torahdik, more connected in a deeper level. Now is the Zman HaMesugel L'Kach, and the Yontif of Lag BaOmer is the Yontif which where Rabbi Kiva was maschil to be Malamed his Talmidim, and one of his Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon showed us how far a person can go. To be a chizik for all of us, that we should be able to grow and steig together and take this time, which is so misugal l'kach, that every one of us should be amal, mekabel something we could work on more, to be amal more in limud haTorah, in chazara in Torah, in speaking out what we learn, saying it bakol, learning a little bit more. And be'ez Hashem, with these chizukim, shmiras haTorah too, with these chizukim, the aur of every person should be oila l'mayla, and we should be zeicha to gulois v'yeshuois.